welcome back to another day, another episode of Spirituality in Progress. My name is Maya. Welcome and thanks for being here. I hope your day is going so well, wherever you are in the world, whatever it is that you're doing. I hope you're finding some joy in it. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to find God. And by that, I mean how to find your version of God, how to connect in some way to a higher power, basically. I think that no matter what type of spiritual path you're on, there's going to be some sort of connection to something outside of yourself. For a lot of people in the Western world, that has been labeled God. And for a lot of people in the Western world, and of course all over the world, it's also maybe triggering the idea of God with a capital G. A lot of people who were raised Christian, Catholic, whatever different sect or religion, have a hang up around God once they come back around to spirituality after leaving a church. So I use the word God as kind of an intentional trigger point or point of tension for anybody who maybe is resistant to that. And I also think that it is still an accurate representation of what people are searching for, whether you want to use the word God or not. But that's beside the point. The idea today is, how do you find and connect to your own higher power? What do you call it? What do you talk to? How do you pray? How do you connect? And there are so many different ways of going about that. For me, on my journey, I was not raised religiously in my household growing up, so I didn't have any particular hang-ups around the idea of God, but I did around religion. So God, with a capital G, was still kind of like a bad guy in my mind. He was this, you know, white guy in the clouds that all of the weird priests and stuff made people feel guilty about, you know, if he was used as leverage to make people feel bad, right? So I also didn't like that God was a he, and it was this very like patriarchal thing, right? So God was not the word that I was going to veer toward. When I began my journey, I kind of got into, like the manifestation realm of things, Abraham Hicks, just some different like readings and things like that, past lives, stuff like that. And the term that resonated with me was source. I kind of veered toward the idea of source, the idea of spirit, as not an entity, but a concept. So that's kind of the first avenue that you can go down, is this source point, this creation of everything point. Right? You can go scientifically, and the Big Bang can be the source point. It can be whatever lies beyond the Big Bang, on the other side of the Big Bang. That can be the source point. And that can be a higher power, even if it's looked at very scientifically, without intentional consciousness behind it. Even if it's just a fluke, it still is a grand fluke, right? It still is a grand thing that happened, something that is awe-inspiring and devotion-worthy, right? This chaotic universe that we might live in. So even if you're not in the spiritual realm of things, you can still have a scientific higher power, so to speak. Then there's the idea of, you know, an intentional creation of all that is, an intentional Big Bang, an intentional manifestation of the cosmos, the universes, all of that. And that could kind of be more of an intentional source point. There's some consciousness behind the source, and the consciousness is a spirit of some sort. So calling it spirit is still all-encompassing, still a great vast amount that you're kind of talking about or reaching toward. But spirit indicates a little bit more of an intentionality, a little bit more of a life force behind the creation of life, of everything. Then from there, you can kind of get more and more specific in whatever way floats your boat, really. Like if you are somebody who believes that there was a specific entity, you know, like a being, a god of some sort, if that was, you know, Brahman in the Hindu pantheon or God in more Christian realms or, you know, all sorts of different things around the world, you can say, okay, this guy, this lady, this person, this whatever being, probably not a person, but this being said, hey, I want to create something. And then they created something. So that gets even more specific. And then from there, you can kind of zoom in a little bit toward Earth. And maybe there is a more specific way of worshiping from our lens as humans, right? So that was all very out there, out in the cosmos, really far away. And then there are beliefs of humans, you know, being cared for, being created, being looked after by beings, by a god or multiple gods, if it's polytheistic or monotheistic. And that can kind of go in many different directions too. So like Hinduism, for example, is a good example of many different gods stemming from one god, but then, you know, being many different gods to do many different things and to have many different faces so that we have specific beings that we can ask for help, specific beings that we can thank, specific beings that we can commune with. And being able to do that with the concept, the idea of someone specific in our mind, you know, if you want to pray to Lakshmi, she is an embodiment of the divine feminine. She is the abundance and beauty deity in Hinduism, right? So you can get even more specific around that. And of course, that can be said for many different religions that have multiple gods. Then there's also the kind of more pagan route of things, the more pagan route of things and more like indigenous and shamanic realm of things, where we begin to personify or create entities out of nature. And we see the spirit in things of this earth. So that's bringing it even in a little bit more. We went from really far out in the cosmos into really specific here and at home. That can include, you know, worshiping the sun as a bringer of light, a bringer of life, a devotional source point. The moon, same thing. Different sex, you know, on the earth, like the plants, the animals, the wind, the waters, the ground, the earth, right? Those different things can be honored and worshipped. So like the pagan pentacle, for example, the star in paganism that lots of people think is this demonic thing, but it really just represents the five elements, right? Earth, air, fire, water, and ether. And that is the devotion point for many people, is this devotion of this life, of this human life of senses and this reality on earth that we're living that keeps us grounded and keeps us rooted. And then there is also the bringing it in even further, the internal self devotion that can happen. So kind of the oneness within us and every other being can be a source of devotion and connection. So me knowing that me as Maya is the same spark as you, whoever is listening to this right now, that you and I are the same, that you and I are connected, that you and I are made out of the same stuff, the same substance. And then if I want to just focus in on myself, there can be this devotion to my higher self, my inner wisdom that lives within me. And that can be a very grounding thing to kind of tune into and connect into, especially if you have a resistance toward big external concepts of higher power. There's also the option for internal higher power, internal wisdom, internal guidance that can never stray you wrong, because it's just you coming home to yourself time and time again. So moving from the macro to the micro, we can see how there are places to find God along any of those different paths. And of course, I only touched on some of them. You can kind of branch off into many different directions. But if you're somebody who wants to be connected deeply to the big vastness of everything that exists, you can connect to that. If that feels overwhelming and far away and not tangible enough, you can bring it closer to home. You can worship and honor and pray to the earth and the elements, or you can bring it in even more and you can sit with your heartbeat and your breath and worship within your own body and experience your own sense of divinity within yourself. And then, you know, when you kind of continue down the path through any one of those directions, they all kind of weave together. Eventually, they all weave together and become an understanding that if you're worshiping any one of those things, you're also worshiping all of the other ones of those things. And that's maybe a concept for another time. If that didn't make sense to you, that's okay. Just leave it where it is and it'll make sense one day. But being able to honor and worship the subtlest, smallest version of yourself is the same thing as praying to and thanking the largest concept of God that you can imagine. And honoring a snail in front of you is the same as honoring, you know, the God of, you know, whatever, some other religion that I don't know of, or Vishnu or Shakti or something like that, right? I'm at a yoga teacher training right now, so my mind is full of Hindu gods. That's all I can think of. But it goes for anything, that worshiping one of those is worshiping all of them. So it's just about finding like the flavor that resonates with you, the word that resonates with you, because I do think that it's helpful to have some word or some way of connecting, you know, whether that's saying, dear source, dear spirit, dear God, dear Buddha, dear myself, dear sun, dear palm tree out my window, please help me with this thing, or thank you so much for this life, or help me to know myself better, right? Whatever the prayer is, whatever the ask is, and whatever the gratitude is, it doesn't matter what it's to, it just matters that you're connecting and that you feel some sort of connection. So finding that for yourself, it's really individual, it's really specific person to person, and there's no way to do it wrong. That's why it's spirituality and it's not religion. It's because religion tells you what to pray to and how to pray, or what to devote to and how to devote. Not always. Some are more strict than others, of course. But spirituality says, you know, find the flavor of ice cream that you like. And then if you want to mix in a little bit of another flavor of ice cream, that's okay. You can taste test all of the different flavors that are available and blend them all together and make a milkshake that works for you, right? So that's the tip of the iceberg, the intro episode here to discovering your own version of God, your own flavor of the divine. And I hope that, you know, it opens things up to you. Sometimes I think that people can stop short in their spiritual journey, or not even begin in their spiritual journey, because it feels like they don't know how to do it the right way. When I first was starting out, I felt the same way. I was like, I don't know enough about anything to feel like I can connect to anything. And then I just kind of started to read about things, and I found a word that worked for me and a term that worked for me. and a few concepts that I liked and, a practice that was interesting to me, right? And I just started to stack those on top of one another, and it's become this really beautiful, deep part of my life that has evolved and changed. And what I started, connecting with and praying to isn't what I really connect with and pray to anymore in the same sense. So it can evolve over time. You're not like locked into it. I started with lots of different like pagan things and reading a bunch of Wicca books at the beginning of my path. And I still hold true a lot of those tenets, but I don't practice in the way that I used to. I don't really, I haven't followed that mythology so much as far as who I picture in my mind when I'm praying, right? Or the entities or whatever you want to call them, the deities. That's transitioned for me. That's changed a little bit. But it doesn't mean that I don't also have those things in my heart, right? So anyway, it can shift. It can change over time. And if you want any more information about any of these things, I can talk for hours about any little topic here. So this is kind of just like an overview. And then we can get more specific as time goes on about all these different paths and all these different concepts. So if you would like to hear more about any of these things or have any special requests, anything like that, any feedback, you can send me a message on Instagram at Maya Rain. You can always go check out my website, mayarain.com. That's M-A-Y-A-R-A-I-N, Maya Rain. And if you liked this episode, if you like this podcast, please rate, subscribe, and share it with anyone you think would enjoy it. I am putting out a bunch of episodes right now. They're all kind of short, but I'm just feeling inspired to have these short little bursts of info chat while I'm here in Mexico at my teacher training. And the format of this might change at some point, or I might just keep going in this kind of casual way. We'll see. Anyway, have a beautiful rest of your day. I hope that you connect to something beautiful today, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.